Hi, and welcome to What the Batch. I'm Alex.
And I'm Wes. I watch The Bachelor.
And I really don't.
And we thought, well, there's something to that.
Well, Wes likes to watch The Bachelor and then tell me what happened, regardless of whether or not I care.
The general format of the show is going to be Wes watches the episodes because I straight up refuse to do that. And then he comes back and gives me a recap of what happened. And I react with a mix of horror and disdain for the entire concept of reality TV. We've been doing this for a while. We've been roommates for 5 years or so, almost 5 years. And Wes just does this.
So here we are. You get to share this with us.
Every week for however many weeks this season is.
Too many weeks. However many it are, it's too many.
And we decided we'd start with an intro to the men, since they decided to do a Facebook event to unfurl them this year. So let's take a look at it.
Hold on to your butts. Let's watch The Bachelorette Meet Rachel's Men.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the first ever cast reveal for The Bachelorette live on Facebook and Twitter. We will see how this goes today. If it goes horribly wrong, this will also be the last time we do this. So excited for the new season with Rachel.
I
can tell you, we just wrapped things up. And
I think he knows it's not going to go
well. I'm really excited. Not only that it's Rachel, but also I feel like a dad that has a gift under the tree, and I'm ready for all of you to unwrap it. Trust me, it's going
to
be a phenomenal season.
Kind of yes,
of
why?
Well, it starts this Monday, by the way, the 22nd at 9, 8 Central on ABC. The men. Let's talk about the men. I know a lot of you are angry because you got your fantasy drafts. You got to get your fantasy leagues ready. Well, that's what we're doing here today. You're going to find out all about these guys. I'm going to walk through every one of them.
They're going to
give you a little additional info on some of
these
guys.
I imagine, actually, they're probably someone in America that is
the most successful,
they haven't been able to plan out Fantasy Bachelorette like this far in advance.
So,
I'm going to fill my bracket out 17 minutes before the show starts.
Oh, God, you're filling out a bracket. Of course you are.
Particular order. Adam. 27-year-old real estate agent. One thing about Adam that you should know is that he is not arriving alone. There is someone or something that Adam will be bringing to the mansion on night one. That'll
I hope
be,
it's a fleshlight.
Kind of a fun story.
He tries to convince her to be a
couple. You're going to be seeing throughout the season. So a bit of a thread and a theme with Adam. So watch for him night one.
It's going to be like a dog.
Alex.
Be real.
Good name.
Just so you know, Alex's eyebrows aren't as serious as they appear in this picture.
Not the first thing I thought about Alex.
He's 28, information systems supervisor. I'll let him explain what that is. But obviously, chiseled good looks. That's all that matters. Anthony, 26 years old, education software manager.
His eyebrows are not on fleek.
Looks like the brawny man, right? He's a big dude. You're going to see throughout this season, by the way,
like
a lot of these guys.
Chris was the wrong person to host
good
this.
Education, a lot
because
of
he knows
jobs.
The men.
Again,
and in that
Rachel,
he knows them, he just wants to share like weird
well,
tidbits that will in no way be relevant.
Knows what she wants. She's not looking to date. She's looking for someone serious. For example, let's look at Blake, who's 31 years old.
Oh, this guy.
An aspiring drummer. Wait, why is there an E at the end of his name?
That's his last name.
I think
so there's more than one Blake.
Can there be four Blakes and can their last name spell out help?
It didn't happen.
Well, Blake E
but we'll deal
one
with
of the people that was
Blake.
Introduced during
that was
the
Blake
season
e.
finale of
Blake
Nick's thing. Oh, they're back-to-back.
A vet, U.S. Marine, 29 years old. I always love having a veteran from our armed forces on the show. Always love respecting our armed forces. So Blake
I feel like
K,
Chris is dead inside.
We'll out there.
Yeah, well,
we also have
Brady,
who's 29 years
a
old.
Male
some serious hair. We always have serious hair.
Some
90s
highlights
kind of
in his hair.
We were also keeping track of all the protein intake on the show and how many times that the guys shave each other. Brady's 29.
Do the guys shave each other?
What?
I know you're surprised.
Wait, this is
fine.
What?
You can't just graze over that, Chris. That's a big thing. Why are men shaving each other on the show?
Which is like ancient in
chiropractic.
He's a chiropractor. He adjusted
science.
All of us as we went through the season. Brian's a good guy. Up next.
What?
Bryce. Firefighter, age 30, took the cap to Ryan
That is
Sutter,
a square jaw.
Famous firefighters
character.
In the history of this country.
There's some big ears and he's square jaw, and there's just something that doesn't quite fit.
He'll be a fan
fit.
Favorite in the Sutter household, no doubt. Then you have Dean. He's 26. He's from right here in Los Angeles. He's a startup recruiter.
The most offensive thing about Dean is that he's 26 years old.
I feel like that was a bad hair day for Dean. Don't let that frighten you.
I was specifically told
they
weren't
looking
for people
that young. Wedge Sally is going. He's better than that. DeMario. You guys met DeMario. He was one of the guys that came out and met Rachel.
To me, DeMario.
He's 30 years old. He is an executive recruiter. DeMario's smooth. Maybe, just maybe, he's not here for the right reasons. You'll find out very soon with DeMario. Then there's Aaron.
I like that
29
Chris
years
is just
old.
Selling people up the river.
Shocking
right
that we have a personal trainer. This is very rare. We don't have many personal trainers on the show or models. So we wanted to try something new and have
that's
a personal trainer.
Yeah,
on the
that
show.
Seems like a lie to me, and I don't watch the show.
Can you tell?
I mean, maybe he's talking about Bachelorette,
okay.
But like.
Fred,
pretty much every
Fred's 27
girl on
years
Bachelor
old. He's an executive assistant.
If they weren't before the show,
you see
they are
that
afterwards.
Smile and the sweater, the sharp look. Something about Fred. So, you know
I
how
like
you all went to camp when you were kids? And
Fred is Mr.
Of course
Rogers,
you have a crush on
but like
camp
black
counselor.
Mr. Rogers, and I also
right?
feel like Chris Harrison
happened
is sexually attracted to him.
So Fred had a crush on his camp counselor. This is back when he was at
I was
going to
go with
oh, wait, wait.
Well, the thing is, his camp counselor...
Rachel was his camp counselor?
Was Rachel.
Oh my God, amazing.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Later, Fred is
if I were Rachel, I would just be like, no, you can go home, back to your cabin bus. Six.
So we'll see how that works out. He's 27 years old.
He didn't even have to fill out the rest of that application. He just wrote, Rachel Lindsay was my camp counselor, and ABC was like, get your ass in here, Fred. You're the star of the season.
He's up next, 29 years old, emergency medicine physician. So as you can see, there's a bit of a theme here. Again, these guys are a little bit older.
Grant's head looks very tiny compared to the rest of his body.
Serious occupations. So Grant is among those very accomplished men.
The recurring
men.
Theme
Ignacio,
is that they have jobs. That's what
Iggy, as we like to call him, great guy. Super nice guy. Very lovable guy. 30 years old. Consulting firm CEO. So very successful. Knows what he wants in life. Someone else who Rachel really respects and has a liking to.
Why are you telling us that? Spoilers.
Anyone get that reference? Doc Hollywood? Anybody? Dr. J. Google it, kids. I know. It was before your time. Anyway, Michael J. Fox, good movie. Has nothing to do with Jack Stone, who's 32 years old.
No, as long as it has nothing to
attorney.
Do with Jack Stone, that's good.
Can two attorneys exist together? We'll find out. Jamie, who's 32 years old. He's a sales account
Jamie
executive.
Jamie kind of looks like a deformed version
again,
of Raleigh.
Again, guy in his 30s.
From,
I like this. Everybody's getting closer and closer to me. Jedediah is 35 years old.
Robbie's the one that looked like
also
a Ken doll,
a
like a human
he's
Ken
doll. ER physician.
Oh, Jedediah.
What a whiteboard
name. Anybody on the set, I feel like we're
what are those eyes?
We have plenty of like ER guys, physicians, doctors. We got firemen. We're pretty good.
Chris is so
this
hyped. These people
again,
have real jobs. They're not like aspiring dolphin trainer.
31 years old.
Tickle Monster?
Jonathan's a Tickle Monster.
Please tell me he's the star of that documentary, Tickled.
What? You don't know what that is? Are you Googling it?
No,
so,
Chris.
Tickle Monster really isn't what he does. I mean, he's a doctor.
It's just who he is.
I feel like if you actually go to school and become a doctor, maybe we should probably honor you and respect you enough to put that in the title. But instead we put Tickle Monster because that's kind of what he does. That's his thing.
Yeah.
And
cool.
We figure when
that's,
we when
that's
we have
creepy.
Some fun with these labels – It's not necessarily what they are. It's kind of who they are. It's, you know, when you wake up Tuesday morning after the initial episode, like, how do we describe Jonathan? You're not going to say, oh, he's that doctor. You're going to say, Tickle Monster. And all your friends are going to know who
that
is.
That is so creepy.
I'm not going to wake up on Tuesday morning and say, like,
I know what you're thinking.
Identify any of these men by their professions.
Bob, who maybe touches too much. It's not really that. It's affectionate. It's actually endearing. Josiah, he's 28 years old. Prosecuting attorney. Interesting mix, again, considering what our bachelorette does. Kenneth, we call him Diggy. He's age 31, senior inventory analyst. There you go. Just with the look alone, he looks serious.
I like
also,
Diggy,
we have another Kenny, who's interesting. Kenny's 35.
Oh, professional wrestler.
He's a professional wrestler.
I think he may be my favorite.
He cries more than anybody this season.
he's giving us so many spoilers. I feel like I don't need to watch this season
in the
anymore.
Ring, and he has this persona. He actually has a name, a wrestling name.
Of course he does.
That is way too long to fit under any little chyron there. So we put down wrestler.
And
let him describe his name first night because Rachel can't believe his name either. But it's funny that Kenny has this soft side because he's a dad. He has this beautiful little girl. And so he's a bit of a softie, and he cries about
right,
as much really as anybody
favorite.
On the show.
Cries a lot,
but
has a daughter.
Professional wrestler.
Professional wrestler.
Kyle, who's 26 years old, he's
oh,
a
he's
marketing consultant, has very broad shoulders and a big chest.
And he's got a very big forehead, too.
That's it.
Lee? this is really interesting. So
Moses is parting the Red Seas in Lee's hair.
Like personal trainers, we don't have a lot of singer-songwriters.
That's
not
a lot. You just don't call them
singer-songwriters,
like Luke from JoJo season,
who
then didn't get to be the Bachelor because he was trying to further his country music career.
So he's a singer-songwriter. We have these guys on. The thing about Lee, he's a Southern gentleman. So, you know, he's got that really sappy, sweet Southern thing going on. But it's not what he says, it's how he says it, right? It's like when someone gives you a compliment and you realize it's a backhanded slap in the face. That's Lee. So he kind of rubs guys the wrong way. So watch for Lee this season.
He's does he literally rub guys, though? Like, while shaving them?
Then there's
Wahoom!
Boom!
He's 30 years old, and he is, or his occupation is Waboom. And people have asked me, I've done a lot of press today about what is Waboom, and it's hard to explain. You're not going to find it in the Webster Dictionary or the Urban Dictionary yet, but it's a lifestyle. It's who he is. And it's a noun.
What have I signed up for?
It's an adverb. Like you can be waboom, and you can be waboomed, and you can waboom, and you can call somebody a waboom. There's a lot. I guess
Chris is having a stroke.
And an adjective as well. So you'll understand night one when you hear Lucas waboom. And Lucas is that guy that, you know, that guy at the party you hang out with, and you're like, I don't know whether I want to strangle him in his sleep, or I find him endearing. So, like, some of you are going to love this guy. Some of you are going to love to hate him. Some of you are just going to hate him.
Okay, so Lucas is the star of the season. What we're getting at here is that Lucas is Chad.
Matt, as we call him.
Why?
We need to erase most of it. Just he's the guy who shows up in the penguin suit.
Does Harrison think calling him Matthew Matt is, like, a nickname he came up with?
Yeah, that moment on national TV where he decided, this is what I'm going
to
do.
Is this his revenge because he couldn't call the last guy Waboom? He had to make that.
It was kind of a nod to Shark/ last season, so it was cute and it was funny, and Rachel, he sold it and he went with it, so there you go. That's Matt, but he's Penguin Boy forever now.
What?
Michael, who's 26 years old,
former professional basketball
former
player.
Ball player. We actually is
he looks
I don't
like
know
he's
if this is
in
fair
pain
or not, but we
and
actually
maybe
have,
is here against
this way, but we have this basketball.
Well, he's 26, so his career must
this
have been very short lived.
His name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So Kareem. Obviously one of, if not the greatest basketball player of all time, especially.
Also, again, another 26-year-old.
L.A. for the Lakers. But he wrote an op-ed piece about The Bachelor and about relationships and about love and all that. So we reached out to Kareem and said, hey, why don't you just be a part of this? Why don't you come see what it's like firsthand to be a part of this? And so he did. So we have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on a basketball date. Michael, one of our ball players, got to actually be on that date. What a dream come true.
The Michael you're talking about right now?
Who do you think Michael
was
more excited to be on the date with? Rachel or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Recreation supervisor.
Hotel recreation. So he's
a
plant party.
Sits by the pool or he like runs the backgammon. What does that mean?
He's from Vegas. I don't even have to look. He's from Vegas.
I don't know.
Phone parties.
Age 26. He's a product manager. You'll be seeing him on the show.
What?
He's a business
owner.
So Mojica's home
night
one.
Peter. Watch out for Peter. Robert, age 30. Like, yeah.
I feel like he's running out of steam.
He has a Tom Cruise thing going on, doesn't he?
Again.
Is that just me?
Rob is not.
Ladies?
It's not an
yes,
that's a nickname for Robert. Like, why are you putting him quotation marks?
No? Yes. I'm getting half nods. It seems like he has a little bit of a Tom Cruise thing going. Anyway, he's a law student who's 30 years old. We have a lot, obviously you see the law theme working in here with Rachel. And last but not least, Will. Look at that smile. Who's a sales manager, 28 years old. Bachelor Nation.
That's a great smile.
There you have it. 31. Did I mention that, by the way? Look at that. I should get out of the way this way. It's going to be a bad weather.
31 what? 31
men? 31 guys
is
how many will be showing up on night one to meet Rachel.
A new record, I think.
They will be battling to win her heart and to hopefully find love. So who would you give your first impression rose to? Who would it be? Comment below with your early favorites.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously
early favorites, people that you dislike, people you think we're going to have fun making fun of. But let's be honest, that's part of the show. And that's especially part of night one. It's like watching the Oscar red carpet.
Is it?
Hollywood doesn't know that we're really just kind of laughing more at them than with them, right? When they show up in those outfits?
I don't think
that's
Hollywood
what night one
cares.
The Bachelor is. You're sitting there on the couch with your pint of Chunky Monkey, your box
depending
and
on
wine,
the red carpet, like the Osborne
carpet,
people show up dressed nice.
Show.
Like, no one's laughing at them.
So
no one shows up as Nick
here,
Shirt, but it's a dolphin.
Yeah, this is all like the MTV Movie Awards.
It was such
or
a joy
Met Gala.
To do the show with Rachel this season. She is an absolute love. She is such a sweet girl, and you know the entire crew will speak just as I am, that we had such a good time with her. I'm really happy with how this turned out for her.
Somebody put
happy.
Him out of his misery, please.
I think you're going to be truly grateful and happy with this season. I think, obviously, it's going to have the drama. You're going to have tears. There will be blood. It's got
there will be
come
blood.
On, right? You can't put that many type A personalities, that
is
much
is it from
protein,
the shaving?
That much testosterone, that much hairless chest in one room and not have
Chris
some
is
sort
really,
of
really...
So it's going to be a great season.
These men's
Doctor Nation, get your brackets ready. Fantasy leagues, get them together because Monday night it all starts on ABC. So, thanks for joining us. This was the first ever Bachelorette cast debut. And do we have the fantasy leagues going again this season? Do you go to abc.com? Go to abc.com.
We're about to actually pull up the biographies
of
these people.
Your brackets, you can
and we haven't rehearsed
our
this.
Fantasy league as
well.
Well,
like Chris gets
we
paid
last
for this.
Season with Nick.
And so what bothers me is I feel like none of this was scripted. All of it was just
sorry,
like
was
him
so
rambling
season,
in front of a camera
we
for 15
tardy.
Minutes.
I know I've been reading
and he
all
doesn't even know if they have
the
fantasy league up at abc.com.
Don't kill the messenger, but just know next time I will do better for you. We'll be earlier. But hopefully you have enough time to get your fantasy leagues and be a part of that.
There's
going to
be
one of the
next
things
time.
I love is to hear
well, next
how everybody
season.
Enjoys
but,
the show socially and how all of you get together on Monday
night. How long
does
it take to set up
so,
a fantasy league?
It's a
like, he's
to be
acting
here.
Like, are there
thanks
people that have been at replying?
Have a great season.
If you've been
we'll
at replying Chris
Monday
Harrison on Twitter
9,
complaining
8,
that you don't have
Central.
Enough time to set up your
Rachel
fantasy league,
see you.
Please at reply me because I want to invite you on a future episode of this podcast. Like, it takes 3.5 minutes to set up your fantasy league. I guess if you really deep dive, like we're about to sort of do, maybe people, I don't know. I got 3 out of my final 4 correct for last season. And I set it up, like, 17 minutes before the show started.
Just based on the profiles?
Like, I looked at some of the profiles. I looked at some of their pictures. With a couple, it was just like, okay, that's something that, like, that person falls under Nick's type.
I honestly can't believe that you knew Nick's type.
Well, he's done the show enough times, and all 3 of them were brunettes that were kind of bossy. And I don't even mean that in a bad way, but, like, the sad thing is the only one of the top 4 that I didn't get correct was Vanessa, who eventually won. And I should have, like, known that she was the most bossy and therefore would win, which is still probably in the long run why she did win. Okay. I guess, like, let's start alphabetically.
We hope you enjoyed this intro episode to What the Batch. Our intro music was Biking in the Park by Lee Rosevere. Our outro is Already There by John Woodward. We hope you stick around for the first episode.